verse 14. And Laban said unto him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldn't thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be?
Now,
and Laban had two daughters.
Hold on, sir. Hold on, sir. I was talking about ungodliness. Are you with me? I was talking about when people are workers of iniquity. Look at this guy. He was staying in the house for 1 month. He stayed in the house of this guy for 1 month. But then the guy called him and said, Hey, what should I pay you?
Amen.
So this guy said, you should not be serving me for naught, even though you are my brother. Now read the next verse, sir.
Verse 16. And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter.
Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
So he said, I will serve you, I will work for 7 years to get your daughter. So look at his mindset. The Bible says that as a man thinking his heart, so is he. So this man's mindset was to work and get a damsel. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So he worked for 14 years of his life. 14 years of his life to get two damsels. He changed his mindset after some time. So let's go to Genesis chapter 30. Let's fling to.
And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son.
Hallelujah. Now he's talking. Okay, let's jump to 27, sir.
27. And
verse 17.
27. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake.
So in a way, he's saying that I've learned by experience that you're a good grand.
Man.
I've learned by experience that you're a good grand. When I went to UK last year, did I tell you how much my friend spent on me? £5,000. £5,000. Now, what will make somebody do that? He has learned by experience that I am a good grand. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
One guy was talking to me recently at Bro Yemi's birthday party. He said he gave something to one pastor, a suit. Are you with me? A suit. He said that same week he landed a deal that he was able to make like $40,000 of that deal. He's in this house flipping, like he was able to buy a house very cheap that he flipped. And
yeah.
that guy now has like three houses. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he attributed that favor to that pastor that he gave a suit to. So he said,
okay.
After that time, he would just, you know, and he got the suit for the man through his wife. So the man did not even know what was going on behind the scene. So he said, after that time, he would just, once in a while, would just get little things, pack it, give it to the wife. Poor, although he's the blessed of the Lord. Jacob was poor, although he is the blessed of the Lord. You and I now, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We just need to change our mindset and start walking in the fullness of who we are in Christ Jesus. Now, look, read verse 28. Let me show you something in verse 28. Read it.
And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I'll give it.
Go ahead.
And he said, unto him, Thou knowest how I have served thee, and how the castles was with me. For it was a little which thou hadest before I came, and it is now increased unto multitudes.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has blessed thee since my coming.
Yeah.
Now, when shall I provide for my own house also?
So he said it was little when I came. Now it has increased. You and I, we are working in workplace. We are like Jacob that we are serving. And our employers are making something good of our service to them. Hallelujah. They are increasing.
Amen.
You think they are giving you $30. Do you know how much they are charging? They are giving you $20 an hour. Do you know how much they are charging one client?
Yep.
Hallelujah. But yep. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Now, read verse 31.
And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou do the things, if thou do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock.
Now, this guy is a better negotiator now. Are you with me?
So, yes, sir.
This guy said, what do you want me to give you? So instead of saying, okay, I want you to give me another of your daughter, now he's thinking of prosperity. He's thinking of blessings.
Removing from hence all the speckled and spotted cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire.
My hire. So you and I, we've been hired to do a particular job.
Verse 34. And Laban said, No. Verse 33. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. Verse 35. And he removed that day the goats, he removed that day the he goats that were ring strapped and spotted, and all the she goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey bewith himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. Jacob took his rod of green polar. Poplar, and of the hazel and the chestnut tree, and peeled white stripes in them, and made white appear, which was in the rod.
So this guy is about to profit off his employer. Are you with me?
Mm.
He's about to profit, yes, big time off his employer. But look at all these wisdoms. Where did he get this wisdom that he's using? Is from the Lord. Who told him to take rod of green poplar and of hazel and chestnut? Who told him to set 3 days' journey between him and this guy? I believe it's the Lord. Those wisdom, those instructions, those directions are from the Lord. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, keep reading, sir.
Verse 38. And he said the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, they should conceive when they came to drink. The flock conceived before the rods and brought forth cattle ring-streaked, speckled and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring-streaked and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid a rod before the eyes of the cattle in the gutter, that he might conceive among the rod.
So he knew that when they conceive, that is what will lead to him, will lead to increase. And then the rod that is putting before their eyes, all these things are from the Lord. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. And the man increased exceedingly.
So now he's
a man servant, and camels, and ashes.
So he increased exceedingly. Hallelujah.
Man.
The Lord is causing us to increase exceedingly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord increase us more and more, we and our children, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But what I'm saying is that now he has changed his mindset from working for damsels to working to being blessed. Are you with me? All these years, he was the blessed of the Lord, but he was poor because of his mindset. So you and I need to look for opportunities around us. God said that having food and raiment, let us be content. In this dispensation, is it just food and raiment that you and I need? Praise the Lord. We need roof over our head. That's why also we have to be careful for men of God that they just want to take the word of God literally and say, your food and raiment, you should be fine. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You need roof over your head. And God is not Echipu. God is El Shaddai. God is more than able to do this to the glory. Ephesians 4:28.
Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
So what is the reason why you are doing that now? What is the reason why you work? It's so that you may give to the person that need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to take care of you. Yeah, truly you take care of yourself, but also the purpose of working is to give to someone that has a need. Is to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And like I said, we are the blessed of the Lord. We are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to be reading verse 9 to 10.
Honor the Lord with thy substance, and the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out in one.
So how do you honor the Lord with thy substance? Hallelujah. How do you honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase? So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. How do you honor the Lord with thy substance? God is not here, yeah, but he has a business that is being carried out through his servants on the face of the earth. God still has a business. It's a business of reaching out to the whole world, preaching the gospel so that men might be saved. The everlasting gospel, the eternal gospel. That gospel was preached to the dead so that they might live according to people in the flesh, and live according to God in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you honor God with thy substance. Don't struggle with things. You can. Some people give donations to ministry. You can restrict what they use that money for. You can specify what you want that money to be used for. Are you with me? You can specify what you want the money to be used for. I had one fellow said, I got born again watching TV of a minister of the gospel. He said, as a matter of fact, I was just watching the TV in the hotel room, and the minister was ministering, he was preaching, and I got born again. Like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can specify what you want your gift to be for. Some ministers say, we have a TV ministry, we have a prison ministry, we have hospital ministries, we have this. We give to other ministers of the gospel, we support them, we partner with other evangelists on different mission field. You can specify what is it. So you honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit, and then look at what happened. God will now cause your barns to be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to look at one more Bible verse and then we'll pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 24:18.
And God came that day to David and said unto him, Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshold.
Now let me tell you, what will you use to rear an altar unto the Lord? Altar, to set up an altar, what do you need? Money.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? Anything,
yes, sir,
physical that has to do with the work of the ministry requires money. A lot of people, you know, you need a venue. It's money. Hallelujah. You need a fanny for people to gather. It's money. You need, anything physical for ministering to the Lord requires money. Hallelujah.
David, according to the saying of God, went up as the Lord commanded.
Uh-huh.
And Arunah looked and saw that the king and his servant coming towards him. And Arunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Arunah said, wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people.
So the plague is spiritual. That plague will stay, but they need to build an altar. They need a threshing floor. And they're going to buy it with what? Money.
And Arunah said unto David, let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good, unto him. Behold, here be the oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood.
So this guy is saying, take it for free. Are you with me?
Of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed. From the people.
So the plague is spiritual. That plague will stay, but they need to build an altar. They need a threshing floor. And they're going to buy it with what? Money. Keep going, sir.
And Arunah said unto David, let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be the oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood.
So this guy is saying, take it for free. Are you with me? So it's like this girl that was saying, Pastor, I will do this thing for free for you. I'm like, are you sure? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? So one day I sent her $25. You know, are you sure? If I want to do this thing on Fiverr, how much will it cost? Praise the Lord. Are you sure? We really need to know. Are you really sure you want to, you know, if she, according to her faith, if she has faith, yes, God is able to reward her. But if she does it, for Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. Then she will become bitter. Hallelujah. Then she'll be thinking of how much time she has put in. And she'll become bitter. Hallelujah. Now, read the next verse.
And all these things did Arunah as a king, as a king. And all these things did Arunah as a king give unto the king. And Arunah said unto the king, the Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Arunah, nay, I will surely buy it of thee at a price.
You see what I'm saying about do you see what I'm saying about not being a worker of iniquity? There are so many men who go out there. Free things, what they are looking for. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Free. All the time. A man of God that is worthy. Somebody come. Free. That's ungodly. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The same thing with believers that are going about. Free. Can you put your everything free? Andromax says they will call. You know, give us CDs. Free is ungodly. Are you with me? Now, keep going, sir.
Verse 24. And he said unto Aaron, nay, I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offering unto the fire. Neither will I offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David brought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offering and peace offering. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed away.
What I'm saying today is that let's change our mindset. So in your workplace, in closing, look, how can you profit off them? Are you with me? How can you profit off them? Begin to think, Lord, what are the benefits that they have that I'm not utilizing? Is there any benefit they have that I'm not making use of? Take advantage of them. Are you with me? And then begin to think, God, how can I profit off them? Because that's where you are now. God, open my eyes. What can I do? Praise the Lord. Sister Kemi, you might be thinking, what can I do with all this experience that I have? Because what Jacob did was that he took the experience that he gathered from rearing those sheep to prosper himself. Are you with me? So in my own place, I've thought, okay, God, what can I do? So I discovered that government is the one in charge of water and all these natural resources, right? So, okay. I cannot say I want to have my own water and stuff. Okay. But what else can I do? Praise the Lord. What else can I do to profit myself and have extra source of income so that once we have that extra source of stream of income, that's our goal in Boga. We'll be rested. You have your house, Sister Kemi. You can worship God more. You can shout. You can... Somebody wants to come from Nigeria, they say we need a place. You can harbor them if they are good grants to the glory of God. You harbor them, increase come into your life, solutions, things unknown of. Hallelujah! Answers to prayer. You are being a blessing to many more lives. But as you are blessed, it's giving, you are receiving back. Increase. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So let's look into these things. Let's look into it. I'm working here, Lord. How can I take some of these things that I've learned to empower myself? Or Lord, open my eyes to something different. Open my eyes to something new. Hallelujah. I was in the United States of America. People have trillions of debt on mortgage. Now, the student loan debt is also trillion. We need wisdom in this country, I'm telling you. Last month, 35 million Americans did default on their mortgage.
35 million?
Yes. 35 million people default on their mortgage. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Now, Mr. Samuel was saying that he bought a house. He was saying, if you are not careful, they will still take that house from you. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Please, let's look into some of these things. And patience. Let's follow those that true promise of the scripture and patience, they obtain the promise. It's more good to be rested. Now that my wife has finished paying off her car loan, she's resting, you know, not thinking of, I have to pay $550 every month with interest. Hallelujah. It is well with us in Jesus' name. And the ultimate goal is that so that you and me, he says, we will lend unto nations. Do you believe that promise? That says we will lend unto nations. Nigeria, do you know that JP Morgan was lending to Nigeria as a nation? JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs, those two banks, they were lending to Nigeria as a nation. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yes. We are lending to them. Let's pray that we'll lend to nations. People are crying all over the world. Inflation in Nigeria is 22%. In some other places on the world, it's even higher. We are also, you know, trusting God for our needs, but God has been faithful. So what I'm saying is that let's look at these things, that we meditate on these things, pray about it. And as you become a steward of the resources that God has committed unto you, use it for his kingdom, use it to bless lives, and you begin to see increase. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Can we just begin to praise the Lord, and then I'll hand over to my wife. Let's just go ahead and thank God for everything that we've had. Let's give him praise.